The woods drew back, and the path widened to what had once been a village high street. The village itself was a sad cluster of abandonment that ran on both sides for about a quarter of a mile. Some of the buildings had been houses, some stores, but now it was impossible to tell which had been which. They were nothing but slumped shells staring out of dark, empty sockets that might once have held glass. The only exception stood at the southern end of the town. Here, the overgrown high street split around a squat, blockhouse-like building constructed of gray fieldstone. It stood hip-deep in overgrown shrubbery and was partly concealed by young fir trees that must have grown up since Gook had been abandoned. The roots had already begun to work their way into the meeting hall's foundations. In the course of time, they would bring it down, and time was one thing Midworld had in abundance. "He was right about the wood," Eddie said. He picked up a weathered plank and laid it across the arms of Susanna's wheelchair like a makeshift table. "We'll have plenty." He cast an eye at Jake's furry pal, who was once more turning in brisk circles. "If we have time to pick it up, that is." "We'll start gathering as soon as we make sure we've got yonder stone building to ourselves," Roland said. "Let's make this quick."